load up on episodes now instead of just watching everything at the. That's what I do with Barry this season.
I haven't seen all of Barry yet.
Yeah, because it's like there's too much. As everybody knows, there's too much shit on TV.
Yeah.
It's too much stuff.
And the streaming shit. Barry's good. The Royal Gemstones is real good. Yo, that shit's like funny, funny.
Disney Twitter is going to be lit. Disney Plus Twitter is going to be lit.
Disney Plus Twitter? What you mean?
The Disney Plus, the streaming service?
Oh,
you
yeah,
know,
yeah,
there's
yeah,
Black
yeah,
Twitter,
yeah,
yeah, and then there's yeah. Bubba Twitter. The Disney Plus Twitter is going to be... Because they have everything. So there's going to be, like, obscure Camp Kanawana jokes and, like, all types of, like, you know, old Disney shows.
Oh, you're right. They are going to put all that stuff up there.
New memes and shit.
I think that Disney Plus stream thing is going to be corny, actually. I don't think it's going to be good.
No?
Disney. I mean...
But they have every... It's not just Disney.
It's ESPN.
It's ESPN. National Geographic. Right. It's all of Disney's catalog from, like, the first racist Mickey Mouse cartoon.
I've never been, you know... I must say, I look down on people that really go to Disneyland. Like, if you go to Disneyland, I kind of look down on you.
But Universal?
Yeah. I mean, well, not Universal. Universal is all right, I guess. I mean, but, like, if you, like... I don't know, a lot of people will be mad at the end.
I know, right?
A lot of people will be mad, but...
Sorry for eating a turkey leg while Greg is insulting you.
But if you're over...
Enjoy the rides.
If you're over 22... and you got a season pass to Disneyland, like, grow the fuck up.
What if you relive your childhood like Michael Jackson?
Get a life. Michael Jackson did performance since he was 8. Yeah, he bought a Ferris wheel and put it in his yard.
Yeah, Disneyland in his house.
Yeah, what are you? I know there's a lot of people too. A lot of people go to Disneyland. I have never. I think I've been to Disney. I went to Disney in Orlando.
Yeah.
On a church
Disney
trip.
Disney World.
Yeah. On a church trip. It was free because we performed. We sung.
I spent a lot of fucking on that trip.
Oh, dog. So much.
Church trip to Disneyland?
From Virginia?
Oh, my God.
The bus alone. The finger banging on the bus alone.
I can imagine someone just like accidentally open up a suitcase and nothing but condoms. And just one Bible. It's like, hey, excuse me.
I've never been into it. Hey, you know, people got Disney work. People got goofy tattoos and shit. I don't even want to say a hood dude. I see the game. I see what Walt Disney's doing. I'm a whole new world, this magic type shit to get people all into it and to get the furry feelings and these animated characters. And you go there with your kid. I know people that go there like every weekend. You know how much money?
They go to Anaheim every weekend?
Yes. You know how much money that is? First of all, parking alone is like $20. That season pass? I know people making monthly payments on a season pass to Disneyland.
But Greg, what you don't understand is their heart.
Fuck up. These motherfuckers are using your money and giving it to the Republican Party. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. There was one Disney lady...
Yeah, she won Disney. Like, one of the heiresses?
One of the heiresses has nothing to do with any decision. She just collects money.
Well, give that money up then, you baron.
Imagine that. Like, you made so much money that someone who is not even... She just has the name, and she's going to be rich forever, and then her kid's going to be rich forever, and her kid's going to be rich forever.
That's not rich. That's beyond rich. You know what I'm saying?
You're like a Lannister.
It's a type of rich that, like, you don't need to learn how to drive. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you got
a
driver. You got you have an allowance that is, like, way more money than I'll ever make in my lifetime that you can get on a monthly basis. You know what I mean? That's not real life. So, yeah. And people that support that shit, and beyond that. If you go to Disneyland, you're just a cornball. You're just a sad sap of a person. Go weld. We got to go learn something. I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry. Fuck you. Yeah. Fuck Disneyland.
All I'm gonna say,
corny.
I'll say well, I guess I have to return your Christmas gift.
Yeah, if you got me, if you got me a Mickey Mouse,
and it's all and fuck Disney unless you cast me in a Marvel thing or anything else, then I love you. Howl at me, Eisner.
I feel sad for those. I feel sad for those actors too. It's like you worked all that hard. I mean, you're gonna make money, but it's like, really?
What do you did you hear about Martin Scorsese talking shit about?
He's right.
I love that. I love because he has a cachet to say it.
Yeah. Yeah, man, and who else said? Somebody else came out and was like, oh, yeah, these movies are trash. Not just Scorsese, but
Coppola.
Coppola said the same thing.
Only the two greatest
Italian
directors.
Italian directors
ever. And, you know, I think their words hold some weight.
Yeah, and you hear the only person that came back
was
Sam Jackson.
Yeah, he had a wall. See, okay, I'm of two school of thoughts. It's my both sides isms.
Duality.
The Tao of duality. Sam is right in that people like what they like, whatever.
True.
Okay, that's like basic truth. That's like water's wet. Yeah. You know what I mean? We all know that. But also, I'm also of the mind of like artistically, people said that the stuff that Martin Scorsese and Francis Ford Coppola liked when they were kids,
mm-hmm.
like Westerns and all that stuff, they said that was trash too. That was probably the Marvel stuff of their day, right?
It was.
But then, when you think about it, though, and I look back at some of the spaghetti Westerns and stuff like that, like the Sergio Leone films,
mm-hmm.
even though like maybe Sergio Leone was a bad example saying they're trash, whatever, but those type of films that were trash, you look back at them, it's like, they're kind of fucking, they're fun, and they're good, and you can see how they contributed to something to motion pictures that still resonates to today.
I
don't know if Guardians of the Galaxy 2 is going to do that in 30 years.
I just don't.
Not to be dismissive, but
I see what your point, what you're saying with that, how the spaghetti westerns added to cinema, but I think at this point with these. I mean, I can see it back then, too. There was like, okay, we make a Western movie, we're going to make some money. Simple as that. And it's the same thing now. If we make a comic book movie, we're going to make some money. But it's just kind of played now. It's like the boy band. We get a character that's a bad boy. We get a nerdy guy. We got a quasi-gay guy. You know what I'm saying? And we get this dude that's going to go single, like Justin Timberlake type of thing. It's just a formula that I think it's easy to see through now. It's kind of lazy. It's just lazy, and you know you're going to make a payday. And I think that's what Scorsese and Coppola and all those guys feel right now.
Also, you know what? I was talking to my roommate an hour ago. He was watching this movie Parasite by this Korean director.
Oh, is it out? Where did he see it at? He went to the movies?
No, it's on internet. You know what I'm saying? Free.
Nice.
We're not going to shout out the website until we get sponsored. All illegal streaming services who want to sponsor the podcast, holla at your boys.
Did he enjoy it?
Yeah, he said he was in the middle of it. It's like, yo, this just crazy, right? It's
supposed to be next level.
Yeah, and I was telling him, I was like, I'm jealous of those type of directors. Just to piggyback on what we're talking about, the Marvel mm-hmm. thing, because maybe we're running out of stories, or maybe we're in a dearth where we're just trying to find new stories. Because in Korea, you got to think about it; they're just now starting to be creative.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Well,
not like you know, just like on a commercial,
being able to be creative.
And also like releasing it on like a Western type of scale.
Yeah.
On a Western, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. They got money and are able to put out the technology and able to put out everything.
All that stuff. And also, South Korea is just, and on a like historical sense, is just now coming into its own. It's like 40, like, you know, 30 years of them being like kind of stable, being capitalist, blah, blah, blah. Now all these people are rising up and having new experiences.
Mm-hmm. True.
You know what I mean? They're knowing what it's like to meet a girl at a bar.
Fucking.
Some weird shit. Get into some weird things with some people from the neighborhood and blah blah blah, and then there's maybe a Korean Martin Scorsese right now
who's doing
a fucking Goodfellas in Korea. You know what I mean? So there's so many cool stories that are just now bubbling up that we already did in the 50s and 60s and 70s. Our coming of age stories are like this is the immigrant story that represents how to make it in America, but we're gonna frame it like in this gangster motif,
Goodfellas type shit.
So I was like, I'm jealous of like those emerging artists and those, because the way they get, the spaces they get to be creative in.
True.
So maybe Marty is like, I call him Marty.
Homies. You know,
Scorsese? Me and Scorsese. Me and MC, MS.
MS 81. That's how old he is.
Also an MS. Maybe he's just frustrated about the repeat, the same stories, you know?
I mean, it's a lot like the movie Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, how Quentin talks about... you seen the movie?
I haven't seen it. I'm waiting. Oh, okay. I'm waiting.
It's a good movie, but Quentin has like a debate within the movie where Leonardo DiCaprio, who's like a superstar,
right,
is...
I got the gist of the movie because you hear so much about it, so I know he's like an old,
well, he's like, aging actor. He's an aging actor, and he's in a Western. He's in a Western, and there's this young girl that's also in the Western, and they're reading books. And he's reading a book on like about... I think he's reading a book about how to survive, how to move on from a job that you're about to get aged out in.
Okay.
And this other girl is reading a book about Disney, right? And it's just, Quentin is basically playing on the spaghetti Western
and
Marvel right now, how they're basically doing the same thing. And I don't know where I was going at with that. But,
I think the character... I don't know if you get the same resonance of like when Clint Eastwood shoots a motherfucker down, you know what I mean, in a gun battle, and how it's shot and the way it makes you feel. I don't know if you get that same feeling when like Thor like axes somebody, you know what I mean? But maybe I'm being a snob, and maybe people younger than me get those same feelings.
Everybody's a snob, but also, I mean, if you keep feeding McDonald's. If you feed McDonald's to a baby,
right,
and you just keep feeding them McDonald's, and they're a teenager, right, they don't know what real food is because all they've had is McDonald's. And my analogy, I'm like, all this Marvel comic book shit, it's just McDonald's. It's not a raisin in the sun. These movies have, like, they don't have the depth of, like, real cinema. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I think Scorsese and Coppola is saying. It's just, these are superheroes, so they don't really have...
They're not grounded in reality?
Yeah, and it's also, I think it's bigger than that. I think it's also telling people, because, I mean, these adults that are seeing it for their childhood in these comic books.
Right.
But these kids that are looking at it, they ain't never read these comic books. So it's like it's giving them the mindset of, like, heroes.
Right.
People are gonna save me. Ain't nobody gonna save you. You know what I mean? I just think it's bad for.
I think we're just trying to like just some form of escapism through these characters because real life is fucked up right now.
Yeah, and I think it's putting something in these kids' heads that there's a hero and some god entity is gonna help them out, and that ain't real.
You think?
At least for me.
You think the characters? I told you I've been on this 70s kick of watching all these 70s movies and stuff.
Good. And you saw about that last night.
Yeah, we were talking about last night. I was like, maybe those people don't exist anymore. Like the Gene Hackman character in French Connection, the Al Pacino's character in Dog Day Afternoon. Maybe those type of characters are not around.
What? Of course they're around. I just don't think those movies are getting greenlit. I don't think those movies are getting money anymore.
You think so? Because I was like, you remember there used to be famous up until I'll say the late 80s.
Mm-hmm.
There used to be famous criminals, like people who would like be on the newspaper for crimes,
gangsters and shit.
Yeah. But like be out and about in society, but everybody knows who they are.
Yeah.
as a criminal. Yeah. Even like down to like the original 50 Cent when he's like all over the news, like this guy blah blah blah, and he's like out there for months just walking around, but he's like giving criminal interviews, or like Nicky Barnes giving interviews.
Yeah,
so like you're famous. You can't do that anymore. You can't be like a famous dude who's like everybody knows you're committing crimes, but you're just out and about also. Who's
Chapo?
But they got him.
they got him, but they don't really got him.
But no one knew him until no one, like, he was kept in the dark for a lot of people.
He was kept in the dark until they made that series.
That's true. And, but also,
the Pablo series.
He was a
he was the dude. He was the dude that it was that they gave it to.
But I only had a worldwide awareness until he first got out of that, when that first prison break. Then people were like, who the fuck is this guy?
And then they went through his house and they showed all that cash.
Yeah, then they were like, who the fuck? For 20 years, this guy's just been the world's number one criminal. But we're talking about American.
American. I don't think they could do that in America, though. Nah.
But you know what I mean? There's no. There's no, like, just famous, not, or, like, notorious gangster that you can just do a template off of who's just not in jail right now.
No.
So I don't think there, I don't know. Maybe there are people, like, out there like that, but they just, they keep it.
I don't think that you can, I mean, there's still stories, though. You don't have to have, like, a gangster story. Yeah. There's still, like, real stories.
That archetype of, like, that, I don't know, even like, imagine any character in The Godfather stuck in the elevator with any character in a Marvel movie. Like, if Sonny was stuck with Tony Stark.
Oh my God.
He would call Tony Stark a pussy. Because it's like, you know what I mean? It's like the different man that, like, that guy was in movies.
To, yeah.
Even the guy with, like, the most superpowers and stuff. He's still, like,
he's still a pussy.
He's still a pussy to
the doofus
of the
family.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, yeah.
It's maybe the American characters change.
America's changed so much. And just, sexuality has changed so much. Everything is changing. It's cool to watch. It's weird to see, though, as a man. It's cool to see the transformation of people.
Right.
But it's also weird. I was talking about, like, sometimes I hear gay comics and they say the F word, and it's kind of like, when I hear it, it just brings, it's weird because it brings, like, weird feelings for me, because I used to hear that word so much.
Right.
And now I don't hear it at all.
No.
And I used to hear that, like, 10 years ago, I would hear that word all the time from so many different people, so many different ethnicities of people.
Yeah.
And now I don't hear it at all, unless I'm at high school. And
then that's like
that word all the time.
That's, you know, they're learning words. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they're stupid. That,
but it's wow. I mean, you go to a high school, you hear the N word and the F word constantly, and it's crazy because, like, I still hear the N word everywhere I go. Nah, not as much. I mean, I hear the N word. No, I do hear that. I mean, it's mostly young people and Latinos, and, like, you know, it's weird. But, yeah, I mean, it's still, as, like, an older man, I don't know, late 30s, it feels like it's a shift in society. It makes me feel like, I wonder how, like, my dad must have felt, like, in the 90s. You know, like,
yeah.
Like, you're like, when Wu-Tang comes out, it's like, what is this? You know what I mean? Like, what? I don't, nine of you guys? Like, I mean, I always remember that Steve Harvey.
You joke, yeah. When he's talking about,
like, all y'all got mics.
One mic.
But yeah, I mean, it's just.
Although sometimes society, I think, could be, people know better too, because I did have a couple passengers the other night.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to not drive through rare. But anyways, one day our dream will come true.
Gotta make that bread.
But they had three white kids in my car, picked them up in Santa Monica, and I'm playing Travis Scott, right? I love Travis Scott.
Yeah.
I love his music, I love his vibe. It's like, I love the writer directors of hip hop, you know what I mean? Who do, like, they produce, they write, they arrange their own shit, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? They get all types of people.
Does Travis produce?
Yeah. Okay, that's why he makes so long. Yeah, that's okay. Why he takes so long between albums, I think, sometimes. And
shouldn't have had that baby with that girl, but whatever.
Well, you know, there's nothing but niggas on the shit, right? He's just saying nigga a bunch of times, and these white kids, when I tell you, they knew every word.
I'm sure they did
every fucking word to every Travis Scott. I put, like, when they came in the car, they're like, "Oh man, you play better music than where we came from, man. They have sorry ass music." And then, so can you turn it up? Every single time they muted themselves when the N-word came up.
Oh, word?
Yeah. And I was like, okay. And it made me, like, respect the shit out of them.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like censorship. Like, I always fight for people to say whatever they want artistically, right? But, like, in social situations, people know.
What's privilege, too? I mean, you know.
Yeah, but they're, like, some privileged white kids. But they weren't overly... I talked to them for a little bit. They weren't, like, overly woke.
Yeah.
They just knew right what's from wrong, wrong what's up. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're just like...
It's a time shift.
Yeah.
It's a time shift. You know,
When, like, 10 years ago, it was like, I'm saying the fuck you. Blah, blah, blah. My black friend lets me say it all the time. Yeah.
It's a time shift. I think... And it's art, too. And, I mean, like, black art has always been loved by white culture. Especially hip-hop, man. But yeah, it's a time shift, and I think a lot of these young white kids know they come from privilege, and they can't help but see niggas getting blasted and murdered, you know what I'm saying? And they know that they don't live, they know that their lives are completely different than the lives of black and brown people, especially black people that they listen to. And, like, they know that they would never have to go through that situation. So, who am I to say a word that people are strongly against me saying? But they are also kids. Who knows how they'll feel when they return in their 20s, you know?
When you pay taxes.
Or when you got a job.
And FICA? Like, yeah. What's up with these niggas? Exactly.
When niggas ain't even really getting the money, that money's going overseas.
Oh, don't worry about it. We got to other people. Reparations, baby.
Reparations.
Kamala Harris, 2020.
We ain't getting that shit. Y'all better, niggas better get off that. I mean, get on it, but just don't believe in it. I love that motherfuckers are supporting it. Just don't believe in it. Because you start believing in that shit, you actually think a check is coming. And that check is never coming, guys.
Never.
Never. Why would it come? They ain't even apologize. Why would that check come? I mean, it's great. I love it. I know how the ADOS is really mean to a lot of people. I like that too, though. You know, I like even though they've been mean to people I love and people I respect. I think sometimes you got to be mean if you really want something. Mm-hmm. So I see the angle that they're coming at, but that shit ain't happening.
You gotta show Malcolm.
That shit ain't happening.
Get them Martin.
You know what? If we're gonna do something, let's just get our money together. Let's just actually get our money together.
Yes, Jay-Z, Beyonce. Let's get your money together.
Let's get our money together. That's what most cultures do. But whatever, we're different from most cultures. I watched JoJo Rabbit.
I heard about that
yesterday.
Satire?
It was a kid in Germany. No, a kid in, I think they were in Switzerland or something. And Nazis, you know, and they had like a Nazi camp. And the kids.
You had me at. You had.
Jesus. You had me at Nazis. But it's, you know, watching that movie, the movie was well done. And it made me think, like, if you flip it, the kid was a Nazi because everybody was Nazis. You know, he's like an 8-year-old kid, and he got him a whole gimmick. But he's not.
So Nazis are just like the Crips.
He's not a real. Exactly. It's like it's, and I wonder if people watch that and look at it differently from like gang members or societal trends. And people were very mad because they made Hitler like this funny. Imaginary friend, but he definitely had like some depth in that Hitler character. But the movie was good and got dark. I mean, it was already dark. Yeah. It was already dark, but it was funny.
No springtime for Hitler.
That Hitler character was funny. Even though I do think there's a lot of Hitler shit you ever go through Netflix and just see how much Nazi Hitler shit is up there? That's at least 200 videos of our movies about Hitler and Nazis and it's weird.
He's the most fascinating.
Is he?
No. But I guess artistically, statistically wise, like
no.
Of all the fucking people who are the worst, he's had the most shit done about him.
He's had the most shit done. Yeah. He's not the worst. King Leopold killed more people than Hitler killed. King Leopold is the dude when they were dividing up Africa. this dude from, I forget where King Leopold is from, Belgium, came in and was like, you know what, I'm going to just take the Congo. That's going to be mine. He took the Congo because this is like cars and shit started coming out around this time. So, and in the Congo, they have these trees that rubber is made from. So he got all the rubber money out of all that. Was killing people. I think he killed like 8 million Congolese.
For tires?
For tires. And fucked up that country so much. And then after they had Leopold and Belgium had owned that country so long that when they had to go, they started fucking the country up. You know, like,
yeah.
Once you get evicted from a house, you start punching holes in there and everything. The motherfuckers
was... Fix this!
They were pouring cement down pipes so the pipes would never work again. Janelle was there in the Congo, maybe...
Your girl's in the Congo. On some Anthony Bourdain, Heart of Darkness...
Yeah, Janelle was in the Congo, Kinshasa.
John Conrad.
She was there. She was there for a couple of months. And she said it was wild. She said the Congo. She's like, I'm good. I don't need to go back there. She's like, it's just wild. She's like, it's so big and there's so much that needs to be done there. She's like, the prices and shit was just crazy. Everybody speaking French. It was just nuts. But yeah, I'm down to go. But
I feel like the cure to so many diseases are like in the middle of like the Congo or like
all those places.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, hell yeah. Some flower.
Yeah,
it's just there. And if you like, you suck on the sap of the flower, your dick stays hard for 80 years. You know what I mean?
Some Congolese motherfucker's like, I've had AIDS 10 times.
I get AIDS once a month.
He's like sniffed at a lavender like Stewie in a Succession. Like,
man. I got this AIDS soup that I make, and I'm good. My immune system is so good after
take this chlamydia balm. I got a nice salve that you put.
I got chlamydia chapstick. I'm good. What y'all talking about, man? Y'all need to come out here to the Congo. Get your dick right. Get your dick good.
Yeah, that's a place I would not... I can watch. There's certain places I seen it on TV. Thank you, Anthony, for going. I don't need to go.
What place do you want to go? It doesn't have to be in Africa. It could be anywhere. Where do you
want to go? Thank you for taking the pressure.
Yeah, I'm saying that's a lot of pressure. That's a lot of pressure. You go. Want to go back to Haiti? I get that.
Yeah, Haiti.
Have you been to Haiti?
Yeah.
He looked me right in the eye when I said that.
Yes. How about you test me?
I've been to Haiti. What is the word you always say when I talk about Haiti? You say asabute?
Sapase. Asabute.
I know a little bit of French.
That sounds like a word though. I was like, shit, do I? Let me call my mom real quick. Hey, you know what asabute is? She's like, yeah, nigga.
I saw a butte.
Oh, God.
I saw a butte. Like the booty jizz. Booty jizz. Booty jizz.
Hey, don't talk about our next president like that. The next president of these United States
booty jizz
is going to be a gay man from Indiana. It's like America's being written by the writing staff of The Office and Parks and Rec. What the fuck is going on?
I mean, oh fucking Beto's out.
You remember that? I told you that I heard that thing where somebody said Beto looks like somebody playing an SNL character playing a president.
That's funny. I think I saw that on Twitter. He does, though. And sometimes in his interviews, I'm like, is he high? Is he stoned right now?
No, he's nervous. He doesn't know. He doesn't realize, like, those people, Trump did us a favor. Obama and Trump did us a favor. Because Obama was real in his own way.
Yeah.
We all knew what the game was. He was limited because he's the first black dude, whatever.
True.
But he also had moments where he shined through. It was like, I'm a really a good, thoughtful intellectual person.
Yeah, I can do this off the cuff.
Yeah, I just have to say I'm against gay marriage. But wink, wink, what's
up? Did he ever say that? He said that?
He didn't say it was against gay marriage. He said marriage was between a man and a woman.
Oh, Barack said that?
It's 2007. You're going to be the first black president. Just let's not upset the Midwestern whites.
Damn.
So, but you can read between the lines. You see, you hear his He's a dude that grew up in Hawaii, in Chicago, went to Harvard, Columbia, Occidental College. He's seen girls kiss before.
Oh, he went to Occidental?
Yeah.
In Highland Park?
Yeah, yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
He didn't go to Occidental.
He went to Occidental College.
What?
Yeah.
I was just driving by
there. I read his books.
I was driving by there. Yeah. I was in Highland Park, and I had to make a left because I couldn't go on York, and then I went up, and I was like, Occidental College, right here, off of York?
I used to tell my ex all the time, I was like, you think you're smart because you went to Obama school?
I don't know. Man, college looks nice, too. I didn't know it was right there between Eagle Rock and Highland Park.
Obama's right there.
Don't they got a football team and basketball team?
I don't think so. Mm. But Obama's right there, you know.
Oh, Obama was
conspiring against America.
He's doing hella coke. It was like a cocaine college.
And fucking hella.
White girls.
Just slinging dick. Like, he's the first big president we know he has a big dick.
That's what
just I was. Just by a smile.
Everybody's like, let me see your taxes. I'm like, how many white girls you fuck? Or how many women of a different race did you have sex with? That's what I want to know. I don't know why that means
a lot,
but that means something to me. I remember working at a school, and some kid asked me, "Mr. Gray, have you ever had sex with a white girl?" And like,
how old was this kid?
Oh, this kid had to be like 12, 13. And a Latino kid, Mexican kid, he asked me this. And I was like, oh man, that's personal information. I can't be talking to you.
Yeah, what the fuck is
about that? And I said,
3:30 though.
I said, and I just told him, like, you know, it's women, you know, you want to find somebody that you like being with, but race doesn't really matter. But yeah, 37. But yeah, this kid asked me that, man.
Did you look at your watch? Is it Wednesday?
This kid.
37.
Mr. Greg. You ever had sex with a white girl? It was wild. Yeah. But, you know, I know Barack did. I didn't know he went to Occidental, though. Yeah.
Yeah, he was a smart yardy. But he was real in his own way. And Beto is so...
in his own way... I hear you. It's just...
It's so artificial.
Too pedestrian.
Yeah.
Oh, you think it's artificial? You think...
Beto? I think it's like... I don't think he's real.
Mm. I think he's real. I think he is just like a... I mean, he's from El Paso. Like, you gotta go to El Paso. Like, you it's a weird town. Because it's not... It's like a liberal Texas town.
Like Austin.
No. Austin's different because Austin's popular. You know what I'm saying? Austin's like cracking.
Right.
El Paso ain't cracking. El Paso's sleepy as fuck. The border's right there.
And I was going to say something really wild, but it's sleepy as fuck. Cut that out.
The border's right there. It's hella quiet. It's still Texas, so you have that energy, but you don't have the same, like, shoot 'em up, bang, bang.
Yeah.
It's more like...
Because it's populated with Mexicans.
It's populated with Mexicans, but it's also...
balance out the crazy, you know...
But it's still Texas. I don't know. I think watching him on TV and going to El Paso, like, last year, like, maybe 5 or 6 times and, like, eating places and, like, seeing how people are very friendly. It's a weird type of, like, I go into a spot and I might be the only brother, but I'm, like, not the only brown person there, but I'm the only brother there. And they're like, hey, man, how you doing? Good to see you, man. What you get? You know, like, they're like, oh, y'all like my dad and shit. You know, touching my kneecap and ask me, you know, these biscuits good. Like, you know, get this brother biscuit right here. You know, like, shit like that. They're nice, but will still shoot you in the ass.
I don't think Beto has that energy.
If you look in his eyes, he's a nice guy, but he wants to really... I don't know, he always gave me this, like, I want to really help out the country. And I feel like our country's in, like, some real shit right now. And they need a guy like me to help it out. But I also don't think he knew exactly what he was doing, which I kind of like sometimes. Somebody really freshened up, you know, on some JFK type shit, you know what I'm saying?
You think it's going to be a black woman on the ticket? Because I was talking to somebody.
Kamala?
No, just a black, like a... just
ever?
This cycle, like maybe Stacey Abrams as a vice president?
No, know.
And I was like, I was telling somebody, I was like, this is going to sound horrible, but America does not need that.
Watch your words.
And not for me, because I would vote for Stacey Abrams or whatever the fuck. I'm voting for whoever's not Trump, whatever.
Is Stacey Abrams in the race? Is she trying to?
No, she's not in the race, but let's say
if somebody
Biden picks her up, whatever, right? As a vice president.
Biden?
Maybe Biden, whatever, old white man, you know, new voice of the party.
I just think when you try to.
I don't want to have that test for white people and be like, okay, now we're going to see how racist you really are. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's give him a break. This cycle, and then hit him over the head in 4 years.
That's funny. No, no.
You know what I mean?
I guess
a big black woman running the country, because Biden's going to die in 2 years. And then you know how upset. They were mad when Obama had a tan suit on.
That's true.
Now.
That's true. I love how us as black folks will never let that go.
Yeah. And
we're like, and then, this is so bad.
I'm mad about a tan suit. Now, imagine a black woman with the keys to the nuclear codes, and then all these racist ass white people just reliving their worst DMV experiences every time she speaks on TV.
She,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's how they're gonna think.
That's so sad. It's so sad that DMV.
it's so sad that DMV worsened race relations in the last 30 years.
It's just the image. I mean, you think of DMV, you think of.
A big black woman in the front, but it's not true. It's mostly I'm sure there's a math on it. There's more white people than black people, it has to be more DMV workers are white than black.
But why is you think of DMV?
Give me that look. That's hilarious. Because we thank God there's not cameras on this podcast, because they know what's up. I love y'all.
I mean, I've been to the DMV in Hollywood quite often.
I'm telling you, Englewood when I first moved in there.
Woo! How was that one?
Oh, you know, you already know it popped off.
Oh, man.
And the lady was like, you know, I don't have to give you your license. And I was like, what?
Yo, I am.
You know me, so I'm not afraid of, I'm like, you know, confrontations, whatever. I'm just like,
I don't understand, man. You ain't bad looking. Like, why don't you use that shit? Man, I be using.
I use my
especially at DMV. I come to DMV with a tank top on. I come to DMV with like roses in my mouth, like a dog, like a spud of the kids.
Like the Old Spice dog?
Oh, I be lotioned up. I come in there smiling. You know what I mean?
No. The question is, how you doing?
Miss
Pat.
Hey, how's your day been going? I'm just coming here to, you know, I keep really.
Oh, no, I don't go in there like, what's up, bitch? Hey, niggas trying to drive. Dumb bitch.
Like,
what's up?
I mean, these, because they can really.
It's always like, why'd you let. You know you're not supposed to laminate. I didn't know that. I didn't know. Why are you yelling at me? I don't know the rules.
I remember one time I was going there and I had to get something done. Like, we had just bought this car. We bought the Honda, and I was like, oh, I don't have that much time. I got to be at work soon. And I was right behind, like, she called F-137. And I look at F-137 and go up there, and some dude goes up there. She's like, you need this. You need that. You come here. Oh, Jesus. All right, F-138. And I'm like, oh, God. Like, I got to go. And I go up there, and she's the one open, and I just, you know. How you doing today? I do the whole thing. And she lets me go through. You gotta kill them with kindness, dog. Yes. Kill them with kindness.
No, but she, like, that was a good situation. Because I didn't clap back or anything. But she gave me that attitude. And I was just like, I didn't know. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. And then she was just like, okay, next time. And then I gave her a little bit, like, there's not going to be a next time.
After you got your shit.
Oh, yeah, my shit was in my hand. I was like, see you. You're never gonna see me.
They run shit. I love it because they know they got power.
Cut to next week, me being there. Shit.
How you doing,
Doris? How you doing? Flowers.
It's always. Yeah, they should have flowers. They should have like baked goods out front. That's so mean.
We don't need
baked goods.
We need to watch the health for our government workers, Greg.
It's not nice. Did you see? You say you saw Dolomite, right?
I'm still going through it. He's met the his co-worker. The fuck I'm saying? His like the lady now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm up to that part. But that movie is fucking inspirational.
Yeah?
And I love Rudy Ray Moore ever since Snoop's first album.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I was like, I went to Blue Note Records on 167th Street in North Miami Beach. And I was like, hey, who's this motherfucker that's on there? And there was a plethora of fucking vinyl I got to listen to. Couldn't afford to take it out.
Yeah.
But then you just listen to all those, like, rhymes and, like...
He was like...
I love when he does the jungle shit. It's like...
It's like a fresh rapper.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was rapping and... it was like rap jokes. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And it was good. And also, the freedom of language, too,
mm-hmm.
that they had back in the day.
To say whatever the fuck you wanted.
Even though there was pushback. People, like, you couldn't sell it over, but get brown paper bag and all that stuff. But it wasn't, like... It didn't ruin everyone's day.
I'm glad. I'm glad it's doing well. Because I went to see some movie at the Vista in Hollywood, and that preview came on, and people, the energy in that movie theater, like people was like, "Oh, this is sad."
So bad.
Yeah, it just seemed like black people were going to see it, but nobody else was going to see it. And I'm getting like real good responses from black folks and white folks and other people. Around it. So I'm happy for Eddie, man. It sounds like Eddie's gonna have like a monster year. Hopefully he's getting up, man.
I don't think he's gotten up yet, because I think we would have heard about it, because he's probably gonna go to the store first, right?
Maybe he's going somewhere.
And I really hope I'm there.
Maybe he's going other places.
I really hope
if I'm there. Was Eddie, I wouldn't go.
He has to go to, like, he's not gonna do like the open mic at the Lyric Hyperion.
You know, I would go, you know, but if I was him, that's the places I want to go first. I wouldn't want to go to, like, the big name places yet.
Eddie's name in the bucket. Oh, Eddie's name signed up.
I mean, I wouldn't even put my name as Eddie.
Oh, my God, that would be...
Well, I mean, wouldn't you... I mean,
that would be so... That's why I would do it that way.
Yeah, I would try to do it that way.
I'll go...
Thomas.
Lexington Lounge... Silver Lake Lounge.
I'd go to all these random places and work in jokes out. You know, you still know how to tell a joke. Yeah. And it's not the joke yet. It's the premise of the idea. You know when the premise of the idea and the energy you get from it. How are we working on that? And then I'd go to the club. But right now, I just want to get my feet wet first. I'm not going fishing at the pier. I'm going fishing at a pond that they've stocked with fish. Just so I can make sure I'm throwing it right, pulling it right, then I'm going to the real place.
Because it's hard to get back when... Because I just recently got back.
Yeah, me too. I'm getting...
Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah, man.
Fine as fuck.
Yeah, I agree. You're fine as fuck too.
So you should be on the stage. And I'm getting back and you do feel the rust. So I can't even imagine 30 plus years of not being on stage. And that was just a couple of months of me just like bullshitting around. And you can feel like, oh, I'm like... stumbling on this word, I'm forgetting.
I'm not as tight.
It's not snappy.
Yeah.
I'm just forgetting whole chunks of shit because I'm just not used to the rhythm of being on stage.
Yeah.
But then again, Eddie Murphy is like a fucking...
Don't matter.
A prodigy.
It don't matter. This ain't...
It's a humbling, yeah. It is the most humbling.
This ain't fucking playing piano, dog. Yeah. This is different.
And we've all bombed.
Yeah,
Eddie, the great Eddie Murphy,
you're supposed to bomb. You're supposed to bomb. It's good for you. Got a bomb.
Oh yeah,
How you like that salsa?
Oh, I love it. Yeah. I know it's a greedish. You won't tell me.
Oh, I won't tell nobody.
Bomb at the Comedy Store.
Nice.
I got that afterwear.
On the pop up.
Yeah.
Oh, good. I went fourth.
There was like four people. Got my first bomb out the way there.
Nice.
And I was like, okay. It didn't feel as bad as I thought it was going to be.
And the potluck is weird anyway. It's like, it's so weird. It's like, all right, I got an audience.
And I got a judging.
I got like 80 people that want me to fail so bad.
Who wish they were there.
It's like they're holding machine guns at you. It's so much to block out, you know. When I do potluck, I already know, it's like, when I get to the Comedy Store, before I even put my name in the bucket, I already know the jokes I'm going to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, I have to be that focused so I don't even think about nobody else. I'm just going to there and telling these jokes. Because
that left side of the room is just like,
oh, it ain't just the left side. It's the whole, I mean, basically the whole room.
Yeah, but when you go up early, there's like no one there.
Yeah.
So it's empty. Yeah. So it's a good bombing to like have. Because last time I went, I went like in the middle.
Okay.
So I had like a semi, it was filling up. So I was getting the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And then even, you know, my fellow brethren on the left side, they had no choice. But it was like, this time it was just like, oh man. You hear about all those like people bombing in the OR, and you're just like, I'm part of the list.
Oh man, you know,
every comic who's ever done comedy ever. So
yeah, everybody's bombed there. It's all good.
Yeah,
and a bomb ain't really a bomb there.
And it's not one of those. You know what? I hate the way I bomb too, because the way I bomb is just like a smattering of laughs, and then silence, or something's like no silence, and then I do the thing where this old school comedian told me, he's like, you know what I like about you, boy? He's like, when a joke don't work, you just take it and just go to the next one. I just like, all right, fuck it. Yeah, right. I'm just like, I don't like plead with the audience, like, oh, why don't you? That was blah, blah, blah. Unless it's like, it could further the joke or whatever. But I hate when comedians are just like, you just don't get it.
No, they got it.
They just don't like it.
My favorite thing to do is I'll tell a joke and like, I might get a little bit. I'll be like, word. Word, that's what we doing? That's what we doing. Was it was a Smurf bit? I can't fuck Smurfs. Y'all never fucked a Smurf before, huh? Yeah, you liberal, you fake liberal motherfuckers. Mad at me because I'm fucking Smurfs. I'm a free black man. You know, I go in like that. And like people like I get them to come back from the weirdness.
Cause you jumped them out and like, oh okay.
Oh, that nigga was like my fucking Smurf.
Yeah, I can see how that's funny now. The next one, please.
Next.
Show. But yeah, it's good to, just get, hopefully Eddie comes back. And I hope it's better than Bill Cosby's comeback.
I think it'll be fun. I can't wait to see that.
That's never happened.
Oh, I hope so.
Eddie Murphy from jail, live from Folsom Prison.
I would love, I mean, you know, Louis put out an email that he's going to do like some tours.
Okay.
And people were mad about it. I'm at the point, I'm like, he did awful. He's still a person. He's still a comedian.
Right.
He's still going to tell his jokes. People are still going to come out to see him.
Yeah.
I want to know what he's talking about. I want to, you know, like, I'm not, I think it's awful. Like, if somebody did that to my daughter, I'd be pissed. But as a comedian that don't have no skin nothing. I want to say, no, I do have skin in it. I do care about these people. That's not true. I just am a comedian. I want to see. I like people in shitty situations.
You see how they dig themselves out
of it. And I want to see how, not even how they dig themselves out of it, just what they're going to talk about. Okay. You going to talk about it? Let me hear you talk about it. And not just talk about it. I want to hear you talk about all of it. I want to hear what your ex-wife think about you. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody talks about that.
I want to hear about that first conversation you had with your daughters.
Oh, yes.
When you try to reprimand them, it's like, you know now.
Put your dick in your pants, Dad. If he did that, maybe I should send that joke to him.
No school.
Put your dick in your pants, Dad. I can't even go outside now. My last name is BK. Cynthia Brooklyn. I'm not CK anymore. Put your dick in your pants, Dad. Yeah, I want to hear that shit.
No ice cream after 10. Stop jacking off in front of women after 10. Like, oh man,
touche.
God damn
that
it.
Should be funny. I just think, you know, like, comedy is weird. It's funny. I like how they put people in punishment, and you know, but they still got a mouth. And they still get to talk. And so I want to hear it.
People who want a market of people who want to see them.
Yeah, if fucking murderers can like do like podcasts and talk to people about them killing people, and people are interested in hearing what they think and how they get to that level. Yeah, I want to see this dude that pulls his dick out in front of people. I want to hear this motherfucker talks about and thinks about.
Well, sometimes with permission. Sometimes. They always throw that in. It's like, but he always asked for permission. It's like, yeah, but he also said sometimes he did it. I don't know what's true or not. Even if you don't, it's still fucking weird, man.
It's still weird, but I still want to hear. I'm not going to see him, but if somebody got that bootleg, I want to hear it. I want to hear it.
I wonder if he was doing that when he wasn't successful. Or when he just got a level of success.
Somebody told me,
I get to pull my dick out, man.
Somebody told me when he was writing on some show and Louis would go in his office and close the door, they said Louis was either jerking off. He's like, 9 times out of 10, Louis was either jerking off or eating a cream pie. And I'm like, I don't know what's worse. Louis.
The cream pie.
That cream pie is nasty, dog. Yeah. Come on. Somebody was talking about, I think somebody said that
jerking
last
off
night.
Is natural. There's no natural ingredients in cream pie.
Hey, man. He got a
mouth. Unless it's the type of porn you know.
He deserved to be able to talk to. So, yeah. I can't. Would love to hear that. I got to watch this. Arsenio Hall got a special on Netflix.
Oh, yeah. I want to see.
I haven't seen that. I want to see that.
I feel like we're documenting all the greats before they die. It's just like one piece of art before, you know.
Before they go?
Before
How old
they
is
go?
Arsenio? That'd be in the 60s.
79 years old?
Nah, he ain't that old. He ain't had no suit on.
Like 50, he's regular.
He just had on jeans and he would make you. I just look weird. I said, nah, I'm not used to seeing Arsenio look like that.
I would do.
He was so big at one point.
He was late night to me.
Yeah, he was. He was black late night. He was like, black late night.
Because all that shit was like, I didn't know. Like, I never found Letterman funny.
Sometimes, but not.
And I found Leno like fun. I found Leno funny, but that just wasn't my.
He wasn't speaking to us.
Yeah,
yeah.
That wasn't my thing. But fucking.
Oh, Arsenio was talking to us. Yeah,
I loved Arsenio.
Yeah, Arsenio was great. The guests were great. But now, as an older comic, now I understand why I didn't find Letterman and Leno that funny. And it's just like the writers. The writers in the room were writing to middle America these type of jokes. You know, just like why Conan is funny to a different group than middle America, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're like, he's like coastal funny. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, artistic funny.
Yeah, it's like, oh, he's being silly with a smirk and a wink. Like, I know I'm being silly.
Yeah, yeah. Jimmy Fallon, I mean, Fallon's just the same way.
I think Fallon's just like...
Goofy.
Silly, goofy, cornball silly with like a deep hidden darkness inside.
Oh yeah, I heard he's a drinker. That's another thing. That's
like
the podcast.
Like a deep headed, like,
oh man,
I can't even imagine. Because the nicer they are,
The crazier they are.
Remember Bill Cosby, cleanest comedian, didn't curse, raped a lot though.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
He's a raper.
George Carlin, 7 dirty words, 0 rapes. Although I don't know, don't quote me on that.
I hope not.
I don't know what's gonna come out next year.
Put out a lot of albums. I like that. I like seeing that progression of like old dude just working constantly. Such a man.
Prolific.
Well, it's just a battle. It's like the, you know, the battle of you're getting older. You know, it don't matter how long you've been doing it. You still got to think of new
bits.
You're still thinking of new bits and you're working them out. So you just, you got to keep going. You know what I mean?
There's like, no stop.
You're tired. You're old. Your knees hurt. You know what I mean? Like, you're old and you're going out there and you're still working out these bits. You're still recording it. You're listening to them. Going to different places. Working this shit out. Yeah, man.
That's at a certain point, I think... How, like, many years down the road when I'm deep in the game and I don't want to fucking travel anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think I want to do a Vegas residency, but wherever I live, I'll just do, like, local shows around just to keep, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hopefully I have, like, a lot of money by then so I don't have to work for it to write jokes to pay, you know what I mean, to survive, you know what I mean?
I don't know why more comics don't do. I don't know why Jamie Foxx isn't doing a Vegas residency.
That would be dope.
He's built
for it, but...
Why not?
Because that's not what he thinks he is. He still has more to do, he thinks. That's like at the end of your career, people think. It's just now getting popular where in the middle you can be like Lady Gaga does a 3-month stint or something like that.
You can't do a year in Vegas? If Jamie was going up there singing... I mean, I was watching the Sammy Davis documentary and me and Janelle was watching. It was like, goddamn, Sammy was so dope. tap dancing, doing impressions, singing his ass off, playing the drums, you know, hanging out with the Rat Pack and his whole crew. I mean, he could do his own hour and a half, 2 hours by himself. Okay.
He was the most talented out of all of them.
Oh, by far.
Well, Sinatra was the best singer.
So, I mean, I think Dean was the best. I think Sammy was the best singer. I think Dean had his own style. And I think Frank was just, you know, Frank was dope, but he just had a dope-ass band.
You think so? Nah, his voice was dope.
And Quincy Jones' band. That's Quincy's band.
Yeah, but Sinatra had a career before fucking Quincy came in.
Yeah, too. But after Quincy
he had some bangers before that.
He did have some bangers before that.
Yeah. So sometimes I like, you know, sometimes one of the best feelings as a grown-ass man is to have, like, a nice whiskey or adult beverage.
Mm-hmm. And listen to some Sinatra?
And listen to some fucking Sinatra or, like, a nice breezy fucking day.
Damn, when did you turn it?
When did you
turn
when I turned Tony Soprano?
Your name's Gino now? What's that
called? You're great.
Gino over
here. You ever, on a nice breezy day, you ever listen to some Sinatra?
I'm drinking whiskey and listen to Sinatra.
Some whiskey, Sinatra. Nice breezy day.
Gino Filato. Yeah, man, it's Haitian. Haitian Italian.
It's Haitian Gabagool. Haitian Italian over here.
Where can the people find you on the internet, man?
Classic Bradless on the Instagram, Bradless Comedy on Twitter, Blackstage Pod on Twitter, Blackstage Podcast on Instagram, and in your dreams.
That was creepy. You guys can find me at Greg the Grouch on Twitter, Greg Comedy. On Instagram, gregcomedy.com is the website. Shout out to everybody that's been listening. Shout out to everybody that's been hitting me up on Twitter. I'm sorry, I always like forget names at the end of it. But you know who you are. I appreciate you.
And special shout out to Jeff and Jenny. It was great seeing you. And Jeff listens to the podcast.
Jenny does too.
And Jenny does too. And I listen to Jeff's podcast. That's how I get like some of my sports news. Jeff and Shannon Sharp. So shout out to Jenny and Jeff. We love you.
Yeah, we love you guys. Good seeing you, man. And we'll see you guys next time. Peace.
Peace.